You're listening to Coffee with Cassandra. As an organization with many moving pieces through healthcare services, we also work with similarly focused organizations and state government in developing more socially conscious public policies. The purpose is to change legislative perspectives and policies so that the root of the problems of the underserved is addressed for the long term. Today, I'm chatting with Chris Yanis, our Director of Governmental Affairs. We're at our corporate headquarters in San Antonio, having a conversation about our advocacy efforts and how Chris collaborates with others to create positive change. Chris and her team devote all their efforts towards advocating for Methodist Healthcare Ministries' patients and clients' needs through public policy. Chris creates connections with state and local officials to educate them about unmet healthcare needs in the communities we serve. She's going to provide us with some updates on the work her team has done in the 85th legislative session and what lies ahead. Chris, can you explain what the Governmental Relations Department does for the organization?
All we're trying to do in a nutshell is deliver better care for the folks who can't afford it, for the poor, for the elderly, for the uninsured, all these folks that fall through the cracks because they're not able to get coverage, they can't afford coverage. MHM comes in and figures out a way to give them care at many different levels. And my department comes in and tries to fill the hole if we can develop a policy, if we can pass a law that will now take care of that patient.
You know the barriers that affect our patients' and clients' access to care and services that positively affect their health. You also have to gain support from elected officials for policies that help unfunded patients and low-income families. How do you grab the attention of the elected officials and make our message resonate with them?
It's about getting to know them, and they know who you are. They know what you stand for. Not only do we get to do, so Sebastian and me and now Christina as our new person get to engage, but we also get to fund advocacy groups, and they get to do the grassroots work where if that issue needs to bring in 50 people from the Valley, we're going to pay for the bus to come in for that day, have 600 people come to the Capitol, give them a sheet of paper, say, tell your legislator your story, weigh in on immunizations, weigh in on health literacy, and let that legislator know you would like them to support this bill, this budget. It takes a lot of people to give them that story, to convince them, and having those coalitions come up on those days to help them, you know, see the full story, we can do that too.
Can you share with us a major change that will affect our patients and clients?
So we had a great session for mental health, and I know Kevin has shared that with the group. There were a lot of mental health bills that passed that impacted the way we're going to deliver behavioral health to our patients across the state. What was two amazing bills that passed that impacted us that we advocated for are House Bill 13 and Senate Bill 292. What you need to know is these are two grant bills that the state is saying we will provide a state funding for this program for you to keep folks out of the jail that don't need to be there, for you to be able to keep folks out of the state hospital if they no longer need to be there. But that bill will come with the opportunity for a local match. So a nonprofit like MHM can say, the state will give us, if we can provide locally $200,000, the state will match that with $200,000. If we look for an opportunity for $1 million, the state will use a match of $1 million. It's getting at a local level.
I'm happy to know we are looking at mental health and making a difference with this issue at a local level. As usual, I'm interested to know, what are the next steps for you and your team?
So session just ended, and we tracked about 1,200 bills. About 200 of those bills became law. So my team and I looked at all the bills, analyzed what's going to happen, what needs to happen during the interim on those issues, how are they going to be implemented by the state. We're going to make sure that they do that correctly. We're going to make sure that all of our team members know that. Go out to the Wesley nurses, let them know what's changed in the way they deliver care. Talk to all of our executive team and make sure they understand anything that's changing the way that they do their part or their services. And then we're going to go out back into the community to find out what is going on at the local level. What is happening in the Valley? What's happening in Laredo, in Corpus, in San Angelo? What issues are popping up that need some sort of a solution, a policy solution?
What drives you to do this kind of policy work?
I've done this work for a long time. I've played this role for our safety net hospitals, for our associations. What I've always kept telling folks is that what makes it really special for me is that it's faith-based, and that that's our mission. And it's our mission because it's what we do for God. And you can say that vocally, you can say that as you talk to people, why we do what we do, and that's what really makes the work special.
Until our next Bold Conversation, I'm Cassandra Martinez.